And I'm now joined by Councillor Andrew Keegan, People Before Profit Alliance, to talk about recent substantial increases in rental fees for student accommodation. A very good morning to you, Andrew, and thanks very much for joining us.
How are you doing? Not too bad. Thanks for letting me talk to your listeners there, no problem.
No, the pleasure is all ours. First of all, Andrew, as students now finish up their exams and it's time now to start looking for accommodation, tell us roughly how much per month is the average rent for student accommodation?
Well, it depends on accommodation, but if you're dealing with the purpose-built student accommodation, the like that's being developed now, people will see various different developments through town and stuff like that, then you're talking about over 250 up to, you know, 300-400 a week. So you're talking about anything from 1,000 to, I suppose, 2,000 really would be some of the higher. But on average, you're talking about 1,000 a month for purpose-built student accommodation.
Just so, for accommodation, for a student?
If you do look at it, the type of accommodation that we're talking about that's being purposely built for students, is like, they're like bed sits. If you pay a bit more, you can have your own suite, but if you pay the kind of the lesser, now say the 250 a week or whatever, you have to kind of share, you know, bathroom facilities and stuff like that, then it's a common area, so it's not like having an apartment or something like that, you know. So for the area and space that you get, you know, it's quite expensive, you know. And the issue is that if you have three or four students sharing a house, they're going to pay maybe 2,000 or 1,500, depending where the area is. Their costs are going to be cheaper for more space. So it's getting to a situation where students who want to study particular subjects, and the only colleges that have them, say, are in the cities, say take DCU, Trinity or UCD, for example, if their topics are in them universities, and they live in Offaly or Galway or Letterkenny for that matter, they'll have to stay in accommodation. So they're kind of cut. So if the family can't, and the big issue, and a part of the whole crisis, because the student accommodation crisis, the cost of it and the rising cost of it, is a parallel crisis along with the housing crisis. But if a family cannot afford to pay the accommodation fees, never mind the fees for going to college, it's beginning to act as a bar for working class students, male and female, from entering third level education to the subjects that they want. They might have to go to just maybe a further ed college that's maybe near their home somewhere, but it really is becoming an equality issue, gaining access to third level education. So there's a number of problems, but the supply, if you take it, there's 10,000 units in Dublin at the moment, right? That in itself is a million a week being generated by these companies who are kind of have moved in to build this student accommodation. So as student accommodation increases, or the cost of students' accommodation increases, there's a big chunk of income, right, being hived off by these companies. It's not going into the local economy. So not only are working class students or families who probably wouldn't have the income to pay for this accommodation being excluded, local economies around where these students are going to live are going to be deprived of money going into their local shops, cinemas and so forth. So while you might think the students are being affected, the communities where these student accommodations are being located is going to be affected. So if you think about it, it's a huge issue. It's not just a student issue. And the lack of student accommodation is putting massive pressure on students to keep accommodation for a whole year, even though they only need it maybe for 7 or 8 months. So, you know, traditionally students would get accommodation and, you know, pass it on, you know, say in June time, and come back in September looking for another accommodation. Accommodation is so scarce now that they literally have to hold on to it. So it's an additional expense to their college year each year now. So you're talking 10, maybe 15 grand a year expended on just accommodation alone for students. When you think of it, if they do get a part-time job, they might earn 5, 6, 7, maybe 8, 9 grand a year in a part-time job. All of that income ends up in accommodation. So it's a massive imbalance in relation to the cost of education.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is the number of student bed spaces in Dublin has failed to match the rise in student members. In other words, the demand and supply is likely to remain imbalanced as well for the foreseeable future. Andrew, what about Brexit? You reckon will that increase student numbers like in Ireland? Because, you know, UK-based education is now less attractive option for once Britain leaves the EU.
Yeah, I think colleges like kind of Cambridge and Oxford and kind of that sort of college are going to be affected by Brexit. But students who probably wouldn't be able to afford that type of college will certainly look to Irish colleges for the subject choices they want in an English-speaking country. So you have it, like you know that students in France, Italy, and Spain, and Germany, and so forth, will, you know, try maybe at least one year through the Erasmus thing to study. So the Erasmus effect will end up have more Erasmus students here in Ireland than say England. That's a no-brainer. That's going to happen. But in general, I'd imagine if the Brexit effect has a problem on funding for students, foreign students, yeah, there's going to be more pressure on the Indigenous students here in relation to foreign students. And you have to understand, foreign students, if they come in, if they're not Erasmus, they're just ordinary foreign students, they're usually coming from a very wealthy background. So their parents can afford whatever accommodation, whatever fees that are asked of them as foreign students. So the foreign students are definitely a cash cow for the likes of DCU and the Trinities and so forth. And without them, I suppose, the foreign students does improve their balance sheet. So that is another element of it. But the keeping up with supply and demand, I suppose, you're going to have, like, they're saying, like, for by 2024, there's going to be an increase of 20,000 to 30,000 students. So you have a lot of big companies rushing in to provide accommodation from them. Also, courses are being expanded because, you know, there's more students. But also, again, but you're correct in saying that there's going to be competition as a result of Brexit with foreign students coming in. So if you look at the whole kind of tour-level education and how it's being provided for, you're looking at, say, you know, students becoming a commodity, not just foreign students, but students, they're a commodity for to be earning money out of by the universities. So instead of being, you're no longer a student, you're a vehicle for a university institution to be made money out of. And that is really the critical point, that the management of student accommodation, the management of education as a whole now is looking for market solutions and how to provide education. So then, you know, the present administration, you know, Fine Gael at the moment, their idea would be, you know, that the market could provide, tour level education. So as a consequence, we'll end up with an American model. The risk is we could end up with an American model where students have to pay 30, 40, 50, 80 grand. It's not unheard of for students to pay 120 grand in America for the top universities. You're talking about after you finish your college education, some universities in America, you have a bill of $500,000. So straight away, you see, as soon as that happens, or if that, it's creeping in, and if that happens, then you will definitely have no access for, you know, working families to send their children to college. They might be able to send one, but certainly if you have two or three children or more, it's a no-brainer that one might get it, but the rest won't. So the whole thing about equality, access to education for all, including, you know, not just young students, but also older students, if it gets to the stage, and it looks like it could get that way, that if you're wealthy, you can afford to level education. But if you're not wealthy, then you have to take whatever else you can get. So even institutions which we all look to for, you know, from a working class point of view, the Dublin Institute of Technology and so forth, and the Further Eds, even they might come under pressure now if they roll out the market solution model for education. And it's an equality issue. And the situation, we had a recent demonstration there in Galway with student accommodation increased to €1,000 a month. Now, even looking at the Galway market or the market on the West Coast in relation for accommodation for students, that's way out of kilter. It could be 20, 30% way out of kilter as far as costs. So that is like, you know, they're gouging, you know, students. Recently, there was a demonstration in DCU. The students were given out about increase in private student accommodation on Shenong Road. And they went from 2014 to be paying on average about 4,500 to an increase now that's proposed to be paying nearly 10 grand. So you're going in the space of 5 or 6 years, the cost has doubled in order to, you know, live in accommodation that's provided by these companies. So there's massive money to be made. You know what I mean? Talking about a hike in student accommodation rates way beyond inflation.
10,000. 10K. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. That's a crazy figure. And, you know, surely, Andrew, that could have a knock-on effect with more dropouts simply because they can't afford it.
Exactly. You can imagine that the pressure's on the parents to provide the funding for this. The student's under pressure then to get a part-time job. And, on the first year, you can imagine if you could just settle in and get on with your course and, you know, any sort of problems that they might have academically, they can't concentrate on it because they're so worried about accommodation, so worried about their job to pay for the accommodation. So yeah, it puts massive pressure. You could see a doubling of students dropping out, which is a shame because that impacts. If you access your SUSE grant, right, and then you take time off, you don't get another grant to have another budget at the charity. So there's economic impacts on that. Of course, then the key thing is that you may never get back into tour level, even as a mature student, because of the cost of it, you know. But yeah, definitely that's a major worry, you know.
Yes, it must be extremely difficult financially for many families, particularly those like who have to travel from the other side of the country, not necessarily coming to Dublin, but from Dublin going down to Galway or Cork.
Exactly.
There's currently
taxpayers too. You see, but they're paying double. They're paying on top of the taxpayer money. You know what I mean?
So absolutely. As we all know, there's a 4% cap on rent increases for long-term leases, and such increases can only apply every 2 years. Any reason as to why student accommodation was exempt from that legislation?
The government department obviously were lobbied by these big companies that are building all these student accommodation. So any student in private student accommodation is under licence. So they have no redress to the tenancy board. So they can do what they like. That they can triple the cost of the rent if they want to. If they have somebody else who's going to pay 3 times, I say, yeah, you come in, you can have that. So the rights of students, that is a major factor. The rights of students to have access and redress in relation to the complaints has to be dealt with. Now, I know the president of DCU called for, you know, further regulation and stuff like that, but there's one thing calling for it, the pressure has to, you can call all your life, but if these companies are making profit and they're friends of the government, there's not much, chance of, something happening in the department on this, you know what I mean? So the, rent caps and more rigorous standards and redress to tenancy board if there's any problems with the, say if there's mould or something like that, or the landlord decides to put up the rent without much notice. So certainly there's massive rights, tenants' rights that exist that need to be resolved for students nationally.
Yes, and speaking of which, are any local TDs at present involved in perhaps trying to resolve the issue? For example, as you said, calling for legislation and pressing to prevent it from escalating.
Well, my colleagues in the Dáil certainly are calling for, reform in that particular sector. And certainly one of our demands is that the students have redress to a tenancy board at a minimum. Like at a stroke of a pen, really, that can happen overnight. So the department says, they'll look into it, whatever. But as of now, I don't think their response has been that warm, you know what I mean? So I think across the parties in the Dáil, I'd say there's a recognition that something has to be done here. Now, how quick they get done, I'm not too sure. But certainly, our position as far as the tenancy rights and a cap and no further increases in student accommodation has a majority support in the Dáil on that. Do you know what I mean? But certainly somebody has to produce a bill on that. But really, it doesn't need a bill. It just needs the present legislation that is there now at the moment. One line put in there, and the Department of Education could, redress that one particular problem. But until that's done, you can see now that the students are extremely exposed. And if you're talking about another 20 to 30,000 students coming on board for the next 25 years, this really is an issue that should be resolved sooner rather than later. And I think any students group in any of the colleges, including the USO Ireland, will tell you that this is going to be a major issue for the next term. And the USO are telling me that it looks likely that there will be massive agitation for students in all the campuses across Ireland if this is not dealt with. So I think it'll become a political hot potato as far as the present administration. I'd say if there is a general election, I will definitely say it will be on the agenda for the next general election, definitely.
Right, okay. I have to say, if I had a son or daughter going into university right now, I'd be very worried. Very worried financially.
Well, my mind is certainly concentrated. My daughter's going into tour level this year, so certainly it's concentrated my mind. But if you think about it, you know, you might say, "Oh, it's just students, whatever." But it's a working family's issue that their sons and daughters to go to college when you say you couldn't go to tour level. You know, your wish would be for them to go to tour level, and all of a sudden there's a massive economic barrier put in place. And even if you live at home, right, in one of the cities that you know that has a university, whether it be Limerick, Cork, or Dublin, or Galway, for that matter, the opportunity to live with your students in your city, away from your parents, and have your own kind of independent college life, that is taken away from you. You know what I mean? So there's so many social and cultural things that's being missed out as well. Never mind the cost, because there is cost issues and economic issues then with the local communities to have this accommodation as well. So if you think about it, if it's not looked as a whole, certainly the ones that suffer will be working families looking to send their sons and daughters to college.
Yes, and we've got, you know, we've got concessions, travel concession for students, other concessions for students, but not for accommodation, which is something that is necessary, absolutely necessary. Anyway, Andrew, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today. Very, very interesting topic. Very anxious to know what's going to come about.
I think we'll be on again about it.
Yes, most likely. That's just what I was going to say. But for the moment, we let you go, and thanks again for joining us.
No problem. Thanks,
take care. All the best.
Okay.
Cheers. Cheers, Andrew. Now, that was Andrew Keegan, People Before Profit Alliance, telling us about the recent rent substantial increases for student accommodation.